It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Every Thursday at 9, Connections brought to you through Yquinna Bay Communications. That means we may be coming to you on KWDP. We could be KBCH in Lincoln City or here in Newport-Toledo at KNPT. We are talking today to Michelle Osterhout, Todd Williver, OSU Extension, 4-H. And really today, I think we're primarily going to emphasize fair stuff, right? The new Lincoln County Fair.
You bet, Casey. Let's do it.
Yeah. You know, you guys have transformed this event. I think it's fair to call it the new Lincoln County Fair. And what are just some initial thoughts? I mean, great success last year. You're going to try and build upon that success. And I guess I'll throw a softball out here at you, Todd, which is, you know, we have seen 4-H evolve. And I think the fair is sort of evolving in a similar way, meaning that it might not be as traditional as people think of it.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, I think your observation is brilliant, frankly. The things need to be progressive. Things have to evolve in order to maintain relevance. And the 4-H program has done that for 113 years. We're the oldest and largest youth development organization in the nation. And I think everybody knows that our roots really started in animals and agriculture. And our traditional programs are still sort of a foundation of what we do. But we recognize that we can't reach the youth in that traditional fashion any longer. Or that's probably not the correct statement. Although that's still very important, we have other vehicles that we use to reach youth today as well. Things like Lego robotics or shooting sports programs. We have a ping pong club. I would love to have some outdoor ed and rec stuff, a sport fishing club, a kayaking club. We pride ourselves in being progressive enough to recognize and realize those opportunities for youth and build programs around them. So with that philosophy, which I think is really the nuts and bolts of the extension service, of the mission of the land-grant university system and bringing that outreach education to the community, I think we have to be progressive, and we've taken that same thought process to the county fair. Although, again, the roots of a county fair have been sort of fall harvest, animals are off to market, crops are in, let's get together as a community and celebrate what's good. We know that on its own doesn't get it done. Lincoln County obviously is not as animal and agriculture related. Not that those things aren't still hugely important, but we have other things to celebrate here as well. Our artisan community is huge. Whether it's chainsaw sculptors or driftwood carvers or glass blowers or seashell shops, that's important to our region. Our music, we've got incredible talent here locally, and I think that's our goal is to make the county fair still a celebration of our county, but to reflect what is contemporary within our county and what's good.
Yeah, the contemporary reflection. And, you know, I just have to ask you, as far as 4-H programming goes, I mean, are there any boundaries to how 4-H can incorporate programs, or is it totally wide open?
Almost none. We obviously have some policies within the university that we have to comply with.
Yeah.
But really, we pride ourselves in being able to build a program around any interest. And one of the things that's really extraordinary about working for not just Oregon State University, but the land-grant university system, is that I have colleagues that do my same job in almost every county of every state in the nation. So when somebody comes to me with a unique program and says, I want to do X, chances are I've got a colleague somewhere in the nation that's already doing X and have that resource to draw from. There are very few really new, unique, novel programs that somebody in 4-H youth development hasn't already started and at least has some foundation for me to build that program from.
Excellent. Todd Williver, Michelle Osterhout, we're going to talk about the Lincoln County Fair, touching on, 4-H and OSU Extension, but we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Todd Williver, Michelle Osterhout, OSU Extension. Michelle, Todd gave us that kind of philosophical overview, I think, of how the fair is or should be, you know, a reflection of the community. And tell me some important boots on the ground types of activities or volunteer opportunities you want to see people getting involved with now.
Hit the nail on the head, in fact. If we're going to reflect our community, we need to hear from the community. And so we are hoping that now that people see, although our fair is successful again, it's taken a new turn. It's taken a turn toward really being a community celebration, all facets of the community, from our marine side to the artisan side to the agriculture and so forth. So we're hoping that people from all those different sectors will want to contribute their voice to the process of setting up the fair. So by no means do we know everything, quite the opposite. We're just two people who have tapped into the resources that we knew about at that first year in very short timeline. This year we have a little bit more time, and we're hoping that community members will step up and say, yeah, I'd like to be part of X group within the fair. And so that might be the folks who help us organize the entertainment, or that might be people who help us with groundskeeping, what I would call groundskeeping, the people at the gates greeting folks, handing out the flyers and so forth. Lots of different opportunities on every different level. So if you're somebody who says, oh wow, that's scary, but I'd come hand out a flyer for an hour or two, give me a call. If you're somebody who says, you know, I really would like to see you do this at the fair, then come be part of the organizing committee that will help us ensure that it really reflects the entire county.
Yeah. You guys were just running. And I felt bad, you know, that at one point you were looking for some just basic announcing, and I couldn't do it at that time. And I was like looking at Michelle thinking, she has been going all weekend. You guys were tired, frankly.
And again, we're just one
but
voice.
But excited.
We're excited. Yeah. We've had so much fun. And we would love to give those opportunities to other folks. In fact, Todd mentioned the other day, hey, let's go talk to the high schools. Maybe there's some budding radio announcer in one of the high schools who would like to be our MC at the fair.
And
things like that. And
what a perfect place to do it.
Exactly. Any idea that you might have, if you can think of a little niche that could be yours, quote unquote, at the fair, then come talk to us. We'd like to get you in there.
Yeah. You know, really, your organizational savvy is so impressive. I mean, it really must come a lot from how pulled together you are from what you already do. But, you know, how is it that you make it work? I mean, is it just being super focused, really, you know, specifically task-driven? I mean, how do you guys make this happen?
Uniquely to us, Casey, our work day is 28 hours, not 24.
Oh, I see.
So
found
we have an extra 4 hours
you've
a day
expanded
to dedicate
the time-space continuum.
Yeah. No, you know, really what it is, Casey, is embracing the group process, understanding that collectively we work better together than any individual or any one person can do. And so that's why we want to build capacity of our fair committee, why we want to expand and get more people involved, because if we can chunk those resources, we know that we can do really spectacular things, things that Michelle and I can't do on our own.
You know, some of the inquiries that have come to me through Lincoln County, and then I've directed them to your website, that just looks really nice and very informative. It's the new LincolnCountyFair.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And as far as vendors go...
Correction.
Oh, go ahead.
It's actually the LincolnCountyFair.com. There's no new in there.
Oh,
the
okay.
LincolnCountyFair.com.
The Lincoln County Fair. Can we foresee sort of like a strategy meeting or kind of a committee-type meeting coming at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, again, that goes right back to the sort of the capacity building. We want to get names in a bucket. And as soon as we've got a large bucket of people, we want to pull people together, just like we did in our post-fair celebration last year. We want to get everybody together this year, coming up shortly, probably in the next month, and say, okay, how do we move forward? What are your guys' ideas to really make this an even larger success?
Yeah, it seems like some of these artisans, for example, they're already planning next year now. I mean, I really noticed some of those emails that have come in and that I forwarded to you. I think they're you know, they're just learning about how you guys have the website, and that's a good portal to, you know, get in and start understanding about the new fair. And they really seem to have to look ahead. So that's pretty critical.
Yeah, and I you know, and we do too as well. We're already well in the throes of organization. We've got most of our headliner entertainment booked already. We have a good majority of our sponsors on board already, and I think Michelle has some shout outs for some of those people that are returning and have either rejoined or are in the effort this year. We're planning ahead as well. This isn't something, as we know from last year, that we can simply throw together in the last few months.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back for those shout outs in just a moment. Stay with us on Connections. Lincoln County Connections, Todd Williver, Michelle Osterhout, OSU Extension 4-H, the new Lincoln County Fair. Michelle, the dates are similar, or the weekend is a similar weekend to last year, yeah?
Correct. Oh, am I replacing?
August 19th through the 21st, 19, 20, 21, running Friday through Sunday, just like we did last year. We'll open at 10 a.m. and close at 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 7 p.m. on Sunday. So lots of time to come out and enjoy the variety of activities we're going to have.
And I'm kind of bouncing around here, no pun intended, but this year we can expect, what do you call these things, inflatables?
Bouncy houses. One of the things we've booked is a large bouncy house venue that will have several, probably 8 or 10, large inflatable structures. Not geared just for younger children, able to accept people all the way up to, I think they said, 175 to 200 pounds, and things that are activities or events that are even more teen-oriented than just child-oriented. So it's going to be, I think, quite an amazing
Sounds
area.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're very excited to have them on board. In fact, one of the things that we heard from folks is for the really young kids, they didn't find many of the carnival rides were suitable for them, that they didn't have anything for just the real toddler types. And so having some of these bouncy houses is going to allow us to really give a full range of entertainment and fun for all levels of kids.
I am so excited about this because, you know, we take advantage of the bounce house in South Beach. But, you know, I feel like these things are showing up more at different places. And Eugene has that Get Air place. And I love running around on these things. And certainly families will get more exercise, frankly.
Yes,
you know. Nothing wrong with that,
no.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, you know, it might be a real chance to wear your kids down if that's possible. I'm not sure I can really do it, you know. My 5-year-old just can't seem to wear down. But so that's going to be something new, and you know what? I think this is going to go over big.
We certainly hope so.
Really popular.
Yeah, you know, and the reality is we want to try new things. We want to answer the call of the people who have come to the fair and said, hey, we'd like to see more of this or less of that, or can you do this? And this is one of those things, is trying out something new, and all we can do is give something a shot, see how it goes, and let the county respond to us. Tell us what you think.
Any other sort of hints as you can tell us about what we might expect with some of these bigger headliners?
Sure. So music we're not quite ready to announce yet, other than to say we've got some extraordinary regional talent that's probably semi-national. A couple of these artists have been making trips to Nashville and are sort of playing that national scene. And they're extraordinarily talented. We're excited about that. We should in the next probably month have those names ready to put on the poster and paper the town with. Another thing we can announce is that the Challenge of Champions Bull Riding Tour is back.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to be one of their primary tour stops, and we're excited about that. They ran an extraordinary show. Just an amazing show for anybody that saw it last year. It was standing room only, and I think we had 35 bull riders, and it's quite an event. They really run a professional show, and they're also bringing mini buckers with them this year.
What are mini buckers?
So mini buckers are smaller bulls with younger people, with sort of the peewee rodeo circuit.
Huh.
So in addition to the adults, the adult challenger champions, we'll have a mini bucking peewee circuit
as
well.
How old are mini buckers?
I think all the way down to 7 years of age. I don't know what we're going to have, but I think they're 7 to 14 years of age. I think
I got that. That's got to be really entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it's good. We think it's going to be a fun addition again to the to what our Sunday affair was last year.
So not just anybody can enter the mini buckers, I'm assuming.
Well, I think I don't, Casey. I can probably get you a ride if that's what you're bucking for.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I'm sure it would still be dangerous for me to be on a mini bucker. I have no doubt that some of these young people are probably pretty amazing, yeah, just flat out.
These are the up and coming professionals.
Yeah. You know,
these are the kids that are competing in the local rodeo circuit and are going to graduate to be those professional bull riders of 2025.
You know, and I just have to ask you, I know we're coming short on time here, but you know, for those individuals who, you know, say your kid decided they wanted to do something like that, you know, in our community we don't really have that opportunity as an organization, but obviously in different parts of Oregon you can have those opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. A lot of the communities including just as close as Paloma have opportunities for youth rodeo.
Neat.
For peewee rodeo. So
yeah
there are a lot of opportunities still in rural Oregon for kids to take part of that.
Well, you know, we'll definitely be having you, you know, on more frequently as we get closer and closer towards August. It seems like a long ways out, but Michelle, with a couple minutes left, are there some key things that you want folks to know about?
Well, certainly I want to give them my phone number and our web address again, because you can get all sorts of information via either of those. Of course, the website is thelincolncountyfair.com, and then my direct line is 541-648-6818, and I hope to hear from anyone and everyone that might have something to contribute, be it that you'd like to be a sponsor or perhaps a vendor. Still have lots of space open at this point for vendors, but it is starting to fill up. Entertainment, we still want local entertainers up on that stage. We hope that they will get there. And of course, I want to give a shout out to those sponsors who've already stepped up and said, hey, we're back in, or hey, we'd like to join the fun. We have Bigfoot Beverage again, of course, who's going to help support us this year. They were a great sponsor last year. Bank of the West is a new sponsor that we have on board, a champion level sponsor, and we're really grateful to have them. Having these sponsors early on is what allows us to book this great entertainment, to have the rodeo, things like that. And so we're grateful for that. Of course, Samaritan is going to be on board again with their employee barbecue on Saturday. And Starker Forest is one of the first to get back on board with the bull riding. So we hope that the community will recognize that this is a key event, a celebration that people want to be part of again, and that they will again step up and support this and allow us to make it an even more fun event this year.
And really, shout out to those sponsors. What a great thing it is that they're stepping up now and providing that, you know, early support. Real important.
Yeah. Another sponsor that's helped us tremendously, Casey, is Ultrasonic, providing the sound.
That stage was just unbelievable, wasn't it?
$1 million sound system, and that's part of what we want to encourage is that local musical talent to come play on a system that they maybe have not had the opportunity to play on before.
Yeah, really good point, because if there are musicians out there that are listening to us now and did not get to the fair, it's really a super opportunity to just have incredible stage monitoring, as well as, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I was almost scared when I saw that. I thought, oh no, it's going to be so loud, but it's just great. Well, thanks you two. I'm sure we'll have you back soon, and we'll try to keep everybody as up to date as we can as things evolve.
Thanks for the time, Casey. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. And just remember, it is still a free fair, so we hope everybody will come out and check us out again this year.
August 19th through 21st, the new Lincoln County Fair. Todd Williver, Michelle Osterhout, OSU Extension 4-H, and we'll see you same time, same place next week here on Lincoln County Connections.